All right, so so he's examined, you know, he examined the boy, says, you know, some kind of a knife wound.
Why'd you do it, old woman?
and the boy, he says the boy seems to be clutching this torn green fabric.
Why'd you do it, old woman?
She's unconscious.
Is she wearing green?
She's not wearing green.
Gray. Crazy crap is this? Domestic dispute.
Obviously. Totally unrelated to the adventure.
Take the woman, take the fabric. Anybody's tracks leaving from the scene?
Hoofprints.
Yep.
Fresh hoofprints.
Did we hear anything on the way here?
No.
Of course, the screen was a ways off.
Yeah.
All right. Let me...
It is kind of windy.
Bring the woman, bring the clothing. And we lost track of the... Not the clothes, the boy's clothes. It's the fabric. Get back to the castle.
Okay.
When more bullshit happens. anybody else? Wait, actually, I can send with the guys to track. But
I can't believe I'm not at my station saying that. Oh, sorry, I mean,
Nick. Nate.
Sorry, where do you want to send the trackers?
Okay, so we lost track of Mustang on the screen, but we lost track of him when we left the screen. We left for the screen.
About the time you heard the screen, so when you lost track of it.
We might as well backtrack. See if they can see if any of the other guys can fly. It didn't seem to move very fast, did it?
Could
have moved out towards the hole. It came towards me, didn't seem very fast.
Yeah, but when you track, you don't track something.
That's true. That's it.
And you took you a while to, you know, remove all the furniture and stuff.
Yeah,
and whatever.
I think you move anyway.
But,
so.
But yeah, you think you could outrun it.
Didn't know how quick it was. If we were to perhaps find it, you know, it would be. You know, you'd go wet. Alright, fine. Back to the castle.
Alright, back to the castle. So you return. Okay, so you talk to Elmas again. He says he's not too sure how to get rid of the curse.
Alright, well, I'll dismiss the woman. But what the hell was she? She was. Just before I woke up, I heard somebody saying, "Join us." Is that you?
No.
Sure?
Yeah.
Was it a woman's voice?
No. More of an evil male voice.
Okay.
Just the voice.
Well, you might wanna. Are you? You wanna hide out here, or do you wanna go?
Risk it in the open countryside.
What? Oh, she'll just go back to her, you know, room with her. Such as a castle where his father is.
Okay. Yeah. Do you tell your father of this?
Probably not.
I don't tell my father everything.
I usually don't have to tell him everything I do.
At least.
And I don't think he would approve of it.
Yeah, at least give it a couple of days and we should discuss it before you do.
I don't want to kill your father, by the way.
What's that?
Yeah, just throw him in jail.
Oh,
he's going to jail.
He won't
mind that.
Yeah.
Unless,
of course.
Okay.
Killed
him
in jail.
Anyway. So Dave comes in.
He got the slimy little tentacle boy got away from us.
Hey, look.
This old woman was with a boy that was stabbed. And he pulled this piece of green fabric.
Wake her up.
And a horse rode off.
Wake her up.
Why don't you guys wake it up?
Wake up. Was the veiled chick wearing green?
No.
Is my advisor a noble?
No. He's a mini high priest. Whatever that means.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Okay.
So you wake her up. She wonders what happened. It was,
what happened?
Who are you people? Where am I?
You scream.
Go to the castle. You were hurt. We found you. What happened? Armed men came.
Armed men?
Armed men came.
How many?
4 or 5. They said they needed to make an example of my son for what his father did.
What did his father do?
I don't know. Oh, well. He was going to talk to you today.
About?
Our poor condition and the heavy taxation.
Oh, so is that guy still around?
Who wears a...
You mean the guy in jail?
Yeah. Who's known for wearing a green cloak?
I don't know which one of the nobles has a green...
Make a... Yeah, just make an intellect.
3. 3.
5. Well, I don't know. Does that affect my intellect?
-2. Is things still cloudy?
Still 3?
Whose livery is green, advisor?
There are, you know, a few nobles that use green livery.
In the shade.
Well, I mean, it's kind of faded, so.
Yeah, there's also whatever the clothing that now has a little patch missing from it.
Konar, Fjellroth, and Ionis.
I have a likely suspect.
All have some amount of green.
Okay.
In delivery.
All right. And who's...
out and about tonight.
Which noble owned this pheasant?
Right?
I'm the king. Some noble owned the pheasant.
Yeah, this is a little farther away.
Oh, further? Okay.
Well,
whatever.
I mean,
they're all staying in the castle now, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I got a simple roll call.
Okay, Tom.
Roll call!
And then what do we find out? The peasants are, I mean, the nobles are oppressing the peasants?
Yeah, well, okay, fine, you don't care. But the guy that...
We already knew that.
This
so.
Is the guy, but this is the guy that was advising you.
Which guy was advising you?
This, I believe, is the guy that the old man that came to, well, the, I don't know, the peasant guy that came to visit you today. This is his son that was his kill.
Probably.
Yeah. All right, fine.
Doesn't matter, you're throwing them all in jail, right? So it doesn't matter.
What?
I didn't say that loud.
Right, so the Pez,
I'm sorry, pause.
Gatol is the lord of this Pez.
Gatol, eh?
Gatol.
Okay.
I mean, like that.
Would you recognize the four men?
She said...
How about the leader with the big scar?
Probably.
Okay. Fair enough. Anything else we should check out today?
No.
Don't think so.
Late, maybe this time we'll actually go to bed. We'll actually be allowed to go to bed.
Okay.
I'll wait for you to have some silly conversation. Or you get stabbed. I need a car guy to stay in my room with me.
I'm the love chirurgeon.
I'm sure I'm a constant healing. I heal quicker.
Okay, so do we have anything else to check out? Not really, huh?
Yeah. We'll just wait for tomorrow night.
All right, well, let's. I'll go to sleep.
Okay, I'll see you in turn.
I'll,
Why, wait a minute. Your advisor's here, right?
Yeah.
Talk about sloppy tentacle creatures.
You describe it, and he says,
sloppy tentacle creature.
It sounds like,
a phone cord.
No, the, an almost, mythical beast that, that appears whenever,
Remember there was a six-fingered tyrant on the throne?
Other times, too. But usually at the time when when people are particularly, you know, when the country is in particularly dire straits, and
only during the
Before they go to war.
Okay.
Great.
Is his room just below mine or anything?
No, it's like on another part of the castle.
Okay.
Let's really map out these secret passages. Now that we know how to get into them, we want to find out where to go. But we can do that tomorrow. We can hang out all day. Not a successful tomorrow.
Yeah.
Alright, so you go to sleep?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wake through the night. Or 2 weeks later. It's boring. Ding. Time for classes. Come back a couple days later. Okay. Restart the whole program.
No, we don't restart the whole program.
I'm sure we could have done a better job.
See where you were. Okay, so it's the next morning.
I'll hit the library and look for stuff about the tentacle beast.
Okay.
It only appears during the hottest years.
I tell him, I talk to the advisor and ask him which I'd like five guards that I can definitely trust, or half dozen guards that I can definitely trust.
Yes, sir.
Whatever. I want them to investigate some dirty noblemen.
Okay.
So they've got to be tough, they've got to be loyal, and they've got to not particularly care or like noblemen.
Okay. Do you want them to be smart?
Is that possible? To put all those traits together?
Not for six guards.
Not some of my guards.
No.
Make a probably tough guy and a loyal guy.
We can get you know, combinations.
Get as much along those lines as you can.
Sure.
Tell them that's why you're being picked, and they'll feel a lot better. Yeah.
All right. So you get six cards.
Okay. I'll tell them that I need them.
Just so you're loyal, you kill yourself.
I guess they
will. Single guard. It's actually kind of intelligent.
I'll put them into my quarters and tell them that, and I'll order in food, and I'll tell them that they're going to stay there until whatever, 3 a.m. when we're all moving out.
Yeah. So okay, so they're in your quarters.
They're in my quarters.
And right now they don't have to be like standing guard or anything.
No.
So they should be rested or whatever.
Right.
Okay.
And they're eating chow.
Sure. Chow, resting. This is great. Can they sit up? Can
you rest? Sure. They can stay up like a royal man. The royal surgeon, what I call it. Drop yield bowling ball right next to that glass of yield grog.
Okay.
Won't even spill a drop. I'll tell the six. Nobody leaves. If one of you try to leave, the other stop him.
Okay. We all stay here.
Okay.
You orders.
And I'll go talk to these two.
All right.
Okay, so like at midnight, I have... whatever, six new guards plus your nine. That's 15 guards. That ought to be able to take 12 nobles.
I would hope.
Alright, cool. Gotta wonder about the flying thing that showed us from Tonka.
Yeah, gotta wonder about that. No such thing as monsters.
Nope, saw it. Oh, by the way, it's a hollow novel.
Shut up.
So, Ionis, you know, a messenger comes from the Hellenist and would like to speak to you.
Okay. All right.
So you, like, greet him in, like, whatever conference room be.
Sure.
So Hellenist comes in with, like, three of his men.
With three of his men?
Yeah. They're not armed. Well, Hellenist is armed, his men are not.
Okay.
And, you know, he says,
I check out their hemlines. Any of them missing a bit of plot?
Okay. Search roll.
Didn't think you'd ask that, did you?
Oh. Could have forgotten.
Go be blue. Five.
Okay. Oh, you healed a point during the night.
Yay! And only minus one.
Okay.
Love.
Yeah, you notice, like, one of them, a big bruiser.
Right. Scar?
Yeah, tooth bruiser.
Scar.
He's got a scar. and part of his green tunic has been torn.
Right.
So as they walk up to you, you notice this, and,
I like you, you'll die loud. I'll kill you loud.
And the next thing you know, you're running your sword through.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, all of them?
Just the guy with the green torn tunic.
Okay.
This is... you're left-handed?
Nice move.
Or that right hand?
I'm right-handed.
Okay. All right, so right-handed.
Well, let me... What is it? I forget how to do this.
I don't think it's a 20% chance of being left-handed.
Okay, let's say 1 in 6. The one on left. I'm left! All
right. So, you know, that's where the sixth finger is, so, you know. You draw your sword and run through. And it's almost before you can even think about it.
Okay.
And then you put away his sword. And, you know, he looks kind of surprised and smokes his sword.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of
so does Iron. Iron's looks surprised.
Really? You're just the man I'm looking for.
Yes?
Is that a meeting with the King Pax?
So the other two guys moved, like, you know, like they're gonna try to do something.
Don't do that.
And now I'm just holding them back. And,
sure, he's no reason.
He's the king. You cannot touch him. Sire, why did you run him through?
You're gonna see a lot of things different.
But he says,
was he the one with the information you were bringing me?
No.
Excellent.
Yeah, he says, you have more of your ancestor's blood than I had thought. Obviously, you're just as bloodthirsty as your great...
As we hoped.
As your forefather, Keros. The bloody.
Right.
That's what he said. Oh, but he came to speak to you. To ask you.
you want your dressing on the side? That's really all I wanted to know.
He came here because he knows his daughter wants to see you. And,
she went to want to.
Went to see you.
Uh-huh.
And she doesn't know what she said, but, you know.
He doesn't know what she said.
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't know what she said. What's he say?
He doesn't know what she told, you know, what you guys
okay.
talked about.
Okay, right.
But, you know, he knows that,
you know
if, you
her,
if you marry her, if you marry her, she will go, you know, mad, like the other queen. So he asks you not to marry her.
You're sticking with your story that she doesn't look like my mother?
Perhaps there is a fancy
As my mother is the most beautiful woman in the world, you know.
My mother has a terrific tits.
I don't want to marry someone. I want to marry someone just like her.
3-inch nipples. It was homoerotic.
Aren't you glad you got that paper printer going?
Hey, it's all Marco.
Marco, you're always
that Marco guy. We're not inviting him back.
I think that was my fault. This is serving in so many ways.
That was very nutritious.
Way back in my memory, I remember my mother had really long nipples. So you think there might be a passing resemblance?
Yes.
Okay. Who was this man?
Actos. He was my, a distant cousin. It wasn't very good.
This is the way I barely. You couldn't even blink as fast as I drew and killed it. Okay.
Alright, so later.
It's me, it's the hand. Did you ever see Al Delvecchio when he had his hand cursed?
I remember that one.
So. Anything else until midnight, I suppose?
I was gonna go look up slime beasts.
Slime beasts. Make a search roll.
Oh, I tell Dave that I killed Aldo Vecchio.
You killed with Aldo Vecchio?
No, I mean, you find references some
sorry,
sort of...
not Aldo Vecchio.
Okay. I killed the person who...
So it's more like, killed
his
body.
Body
monster
that
can't
be killed. Yeah. I thought you were going to wait until, that they're all going to get drunk.
I also want to ask around about
the mine inspection.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't have a choice.
Why was the mine being inspected? Whose mine was it? Who else was there?
But, I mean, he's the only person who oppressed the peasants, so maybe I'm the
Doros mine. The king was actually making inspections for the land to see how.
Why don't you try to
how the people were doing, how productivity was doing.
Die.
It was taking the sun so they could learn.
Sure.
The kingly duty.
It was a little bit frightening.
Had he originally planned to inspect the mine, or did someone suggest it to him while he was there?
Literally kill people.
It wasn't in the original plan.
Everybody was
something confident.
I think.
Let's take a close look at the mine.
That cat was fast as lightning. That was a little bit frightening.
Try to be very charming and liberal talking to people.
Charm.
Persuasion.
Or presence.
Empathy?
Plus empathy.
Maybe some horrific creature controlling all our destinies living down below. The keeper of the climate.
Yeah, maybe. 15.
Okay. Somebody ought to find out more about the slime beast.
He said he talked to some peasants. He said something about the mine conditions being especially brutal, and he wanted to see for himself.
Okay. Someone suggested this to him.
Some of the peasants eat.
Some of the peasants did. Okay. So I don't think the peasants had it in for him. So maybe it actually was an accident.
Maybe. Meanwhile, anything else?
Unless the peasants put up to it.
We'll find out about the peasants.
They were...
Those guys. For us, or whatever.
We're from the land.
Yeah.
The mines.
Right.
Okay.
What'd you find out about the flying beast?
It's just a children's fairy tale. It does not exist.
They never do.
Yeah.
So, you know, after dinner, getting like 8 p.m., I guess you're back in your room. You're supposed to be asleep
yeah.
or whatever. You're, the six guards are there kind of lounging around.
Right.
And, you know.
Yeah.
This X game.
Until they're ready, you know.
Yeah.
Which,
don't say anything.
Right. So they try to stay in the background as much as possible.
Excellent.
Can you hear a knock on the door? No. sorry. Oh, the guard in front. You know, the door says, "There's a lady Moria here to see you."
Oh, invite her in.
Okay, so she comes in. Guard closes the door. He didn't notice anybody else. anymore.
Bang bang.
Doesn't notice anybody else.
Shut up, Nate.
All right.
How would you do that?
What?
Okay. So she says he can hear you talk to you.
Hold on. I take my sword out and throw it on the bed.
Okay.
I'll go walk over.
So you threw him with your old sword or your new sword? The ceremonial sword?
He had the sword of rulership with him.
He
just threw on the bed, carelessly.
Okay, just making sure. Wasn't your old sword?
Okay.
It wasn't
so,
the sword of rulership, whatever.
So she said, you know, she wanted to talk some more.
Okay.
So,
where are these guards now? They're all behind the tapestry?
Yeah, they're all like in the shadows trying to be really quiet.
Okay. Very fine. Okay, yep. I'll sit where her...
The point is, well, this must be why he brought us here.
I'll sit where her back is toward the guards.
Okay. So she's, you know, so as you're talking, make a perception.
You do look a lot like my mother.
I love mom.
Six.
Okay,
I never knew my mother.
See, white light, movement behind a tapestry, and then
is that where all the guards are?
No, they're like on one side of the room with the tapestry, and she's right.
Uh-huh.
And like when a hand comes up and throws a knife at a girl, Maria.
I'll try to push her out of the way.
Make a coordination plus reaction.
Oh, coordination plus reaction. Okay, and what do I roll? Can I roll dodge for another?
I suggest you roll.
Well, you just try and push her out of the way before the knife hits her.
True.
You need. Blah, blah, blah. Oh. Oh, well. a 7.
Okay. Can I add dodge?
You can add acrobatics if you have it.
Acrobatics. Nope.
Or that would be athletics. I suppose.
You can add athletics.
You can add that. It's just a basic.
So I need 1 6 on 4 die.
Could be.
Effectively. You said I need a 7,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
yep, got it.
Okay, so you push that out of the way. The knife fails fast.
Okay. I yelled, boys, guards, behind the tapestry, chase him down and kill him.
The guards, you know, run through.
I'll start after I knock her down. I start sprinting toward the tapestry.
Okay.
Without a sword, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise, I mean, I just want to break his sternum. I go.
Yeah. So you and the guards chase him. Make an athletics running.
Oh yes, they call him the freak.
This is a fitness.
Fitness.
Yeah.
Not coordination.
Yes.
Oh. Oops.
Okay. So what do I do now?
Just don't roll. I add
one. Fitness, so you got two dice.
Yeah, and then I add
this,
one.
This is an athletics running roll. So if you have athletics.
I have athletics. Not okay. Running. I have Parisi right, square.
Okay, so you can just roll the standard athletics. So two dice and a plus one.
Seven.
Okay. He's obviously bad and slow. You catch up to him pretty quick. And, and grab him.
Uh-huh.
He starts whispering. No.
Who is he?
Looks like sort of dressed like one of those brigands.
You're lucky I don't break your sternum.
I'm not saying it won't happen anymore.
You're lucky I haven't broken your sternum.
It's like one of those brigands that sounds like
very employed. Interesting. I start hauling his ass back.
Right. Okay, so you haul him back. And the guard, there.
So is that a second secret door?
No, we'll finish.
Two of your guards stand in that secret door.
Sir.
Bar the secret door.
All right. So I'll walk it back. So why were you trying to kill Moria?
Let's see.
You're obviously not afraid of the man with six fingers.
No, Who's Elvis? Elvis hired me.
Who's Elvis?
Your advisor.
Really? To...
To kill Moria.
To prevent the curse?
He didn't say why.
he's not catty, that idea. All right, break his sternum. You break one. You kick him in the chest. A lot of guards say, "What's his turn?"
Break his what?
Okay. Wonderful. So, guards, why don't you tie him up with that?
So do you two go to sleep?
Curtain.
Well, I really a nap. I get a
Well, we knew we were going to be waiting at midnight, so no, just sitting up.
You're sitting up. Okay.
Tie him with that curtain cord.
I'm going to look around for secret doors in my room again.
Okay. You're in your room? You're in your room?
Yeah. Maybe somewhere else.
Yeah, that allows the plot to develop.
Place without a secret door.
Sure, you can go.
I'll get this thing barred, probably.
You can hang out in my room.
Really? I'm there.
There's nowhere without a secret door. Are you foolish?
Yeah, I can bar it, though. I can get it barred, I guess.
Help me find the secret door in my room.
You haven't found your secret door
yet? No, I haven't.
Don't put that in.
I'll ask Moria what she wanted to tell me. I'll tell the guards to go over there.
Ten.
She just wanted to talk to you.
Oh, really?
How about you? Just general conversation.
Oh, just hang out?
Yeah.
Oh, by all means, let's fall in love.
You gotta
go. You are adorable.
Enchanting. I got a ten.
Okay. So you find the secret door to your room.
Yay.
And as you open it...
technical beast.
No, two men come through with swords drawn.
No.
And, as you see this shocking scene, you hear sounds of fighting outside.
Outside the room?
In the corridor.
All right, well, we have to dispatch these first.
I guess so.
All right. Onward.
I have about 15 more minutes in me, Kevin.
I will.
You kill Donald.
This can be the B plot line during this adventure.
Yeah, we were both captured. Anyways.
What? We're both captured.
Faster,
Kelly.
We're almost done.
My obligation.
We're almost done.
Okay.
Okay, so what do you
do? I'll talk to Maury for a while.
Okay.
And then at midnight, I want to have the 6 loyal guards and the 9 guards that I brought from the land of milk and honey.
When you go get those guards, you know, they're... Actually, I guess they would come to you before. So, you know, a couple of the guards come and say, these two have been kidnapped. Or,
by who?
They don't know. Okay. But, you know, they lost a couple of guards.
Well, we'll find out.
You got a couple more guards?
How many?
Two.
So now there are 7?
Yeah.
All right. 13 guards.
No, there were 10.
Oh, no.
There were 13, all of you.
Yeah, if we're down to 7 guards.
Plus the 6
guards.
Plus
the 6 guards.
So 13.
13, okay. You is 14, so it's up
to you. Yeah, thank God. One dies. I strap on my ceremonial sword.
Okay.
Press the populace, just see what happens to you.
And, yeah, I'll go to the meeting at midnight.
Okay.
Which room is that in? I'll go through the secret corridors, or I'll search the meeting room that we're supposed to be in.
Okay.
Find the secret door.
All right.
Stick the guards in the secret door.
Okay. So you're in the secret door. All the nobles come.
Okay.
You know, wearing their hoods, whatever.
All right. I won't be wearing my hood. I'll be sitting alone in the room.
Okay.
With the ceremonial sword.
Oh, it's coming.
Great. I'll have to put some in the chapter of much of their funky.
Well, that's more dramatic that
way. Where do you leave Maury?
Where does she want to be?
At your side, dear?
Well, does she even know you can kill all people?
No.
I mean, no, it's because she doesn't want to do that. So she'll, let's see, so after they come and tell you that these two are missing, you actually wait for the night meeting?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So after a while, you know, well, first of all, Maury does ask you, why don't you just go after them?
Who?
These? Your two friends.
Does anybody have any idea where they are?
No.
I guess we have a little while to waste. Let's go after them.
Just in case.
Sure. Fair enough.
So you look around. Make a search roll.
I'll find the secret door.
Could be.
I definitely need a search skill.
You do.
Hey, 12.
All right. So you find the
secret door. I don't need no stinking search skill.
So you find a secret door. That leads down. You follow their trail, sort of down. You and your guards.
13 of them.
So 13 guards, 13 warriors.
That's right.
And Moria. And eventually you get.
I'm going to assign the 13th guard.
Uh-huh.
Your whole job is to watch her.
Okay.
That's it.
Sure.
She doesn't slip away while something else is happening and your mind is elsewhere. None of that shit happens.
So I have to keep her here or keep her safe?
Let's say keep her safe and don't lose track of her.
Okay. So
here a moment ago.
Hey, where'd she go? You get down to the dungeon.
She and the guard.
The dungeon, eh?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
When the guard says, you know, the dungeon.
The old dungeon?
The old dungeon.
You know. Hardly anybody knows where this is anymore, right?
Yeah, like nobody's ever used to.
Yeah. Every room feels secret.
You know, you can hear, you know, some moaning from the living
room. All right.
Great.
So as you open the door, there's a brazier with fire.
Holy moly.
Ranger
tits.
Holy flaming tits, Batman.
It was a Ranger with fire. And it's some kind of, like, you know.
That was pretty funny, Gary.
Okay.
Okay, some kind of, you know, torture chamber, you know, lots of racks and stuff, like a little guillotine and, you know, various other implements. And, you know, these two are tied up.
Mm-hmm.
Iron Maiden.
And these torture
And on the ground, there's this big blob of goo.
The blob of goo's torturing them?
Yeah. Well, no, he's not torturing them. They're just kind of moaning them.
This has to be the whacked out great-grandfather, I say to the blob of goo.
So it says, join us. And, you know, if you look closely, you can kind of see some faces.
All of my relatives' faces?
Yeah.
They all look like you.
Yeah, they all look like you. So I mean, but, you know, different. Definitely, you know, a few different people's faces. Just
join
us. Even to the dark side.
We can rule the universe as father and son.
It is your destiny. Mm. You know, the guards are kind of looking nervous.
What do you offer?
Power!
I walk into the room.
Power incarnate.
With
your sword arm, you will take rule the whole of the continent. Actually, no, you haven't. Yes, okay.
Kill me, aren't
you? You have your sword?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're so dead.
I snapped it on.
Ultimate power can be yours.
Kill these two foreigners.
You can be the one. The rest, they were all weak.
I look for escape routes for the beast.
Stop looking for
escape routes. None of me. Looks like this will be the only entrance.
Oh, very
there's
nice.
Looks like there's some cells, you know.
Uh-huh.
Maybe there's something.
Well, guards, kill that beast.
Okay, so you attack the beast.
I dive at it with my ceremonial sword.
Okay, so as you think about attacking it, you know, your arm breaks out in a sweat.
It breaks out in a sweat?
Yeah. And it's like...
sweat.
Yeah. A cold sweat, and it is, you know...
refuses to respond.
Feels, you know, like it's kind of the evil.
My arm?
Yeah.
Cut it off!
Meanwhile, the guards attack.
I'm gonna try to sever the chains binding her right arm.
My right arm?
How's that work?
Okay.
Am I like
you
lightning?
Just do it? No, you like normal.
Oh darn.
Four of us, the one armed.
So you cut up one of her chains. Meanwhile, you know, the guard is starting to fall left and right.
Really?
Yeah.
They're starting to go down?
Yeah.
I try to free up him.
Yay. Okay, so you free him.
I pick up a sword.
One of the swords getting a little, you know,
great.
I pick up one of the fallen swords and join the fray.
And I'll free her then.
Okay. You join the fray too?
Join the fray.
Okay.
Yeah, tomboy.
So they're all fighting,
I'll throw down the ceremonial sword, pick up a regular sword, and try to kill it.
Okay. So you're fighting them all.
Am I arm still sweating?
Your arm still feels, you know, kind of
sweaty.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're attacking it. You're doing a little bit of damage. A lot of guards are dying. You know, getting killed and stuff.
I'm not staying unconscious.
You know, it doesn't look like you're doing it enough, though.
Looks like we're going to lose in the end.
Yeah.
Courage, man. Courage. Use your courage points.
Shit. Is that woman still there? And the one guard?
Yeah. Well, is he glad he's...
I tell the one guard and the woman to go get more guards.
Okay.
And send them down here.
Okay.
Lickety-split.
Sure. Just start. Just delete. Shit.
Maybe you should sever my arm.
Rule with me.
I go grab it.
All your friends will die.
I go grab my ceremonial sword and I want to examine it and see if.
It's a sword as far as you can tell.
Break it.
A little bit notched.
Okay, I'm gonna break it.
Okay. I guess you can do that. You break it.
Yeah.
Nothing seems to happen. Just join me! There are only, like, you know, three or four guards left.
Jeez!
Grab the blade from the broken sword and go stab it with it.
Okay. You really do don't do this again.
That doesn't do anything.
Is there anything that
way to unsummon it?
Is there like a headsman's axe?
Yeah.
Quick, chop off my arm.
Oh my god! You really gotta do it.
All right. Quick, chop off his arm.
All right.
What did you say?
The left
sword arm.
The left arm, whatever one has an extra finger on it.
Okay. The one I hold out.
And when you chop the arm, the creature goes, no! It suddenly seems to collapse on itself.
Oh, great, couldn't have done that 4 cards ago.
And you pass out. You know, from the blood.
Right.
Oh, and then I pass your mind.
And you pass him on, punch him low.
Yeah, do you have chiropractic?
No. Well, I have medical science.
It doesn't stop chiropractic
from
helping you out there.
You know, but like, and then the whole deck scene changes. So it's like, you know, 6 months later.
Oh. Well,